Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to do something that feels boring for about 2 minutes and then it saves you hours for the rest of the track. We're talking about naming and coloring chopped break lanes in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass workflows where you're slicing amen-style breaks, making ghost note grooves, stacking variations, and building out 16 to 64 bar phrases. Because here's the problem. Once you start chopping, your session turns into audio 14, audio 15, audio 22, and you're constantly soloing things just to remember what they are. That kills flow. The goal today is to build a lane system where you can zoom out, glance at arrangement view, and instantly understand what's happening, where the kick is coming from, what the snare is doing, where the hats change, where the fills are, and where the resample chaos lies. By the end, your project will feel like it has a clean drum control panel. All right, let's build it. First, create the foundation. Your break lanes group. Make around 6 to 8 tracks. Audio tracks are typical for chopped breaks, but you can adapt this to MIDI if you're doing slice to MIDI. Select all those tracks, then group them. On Mac, that's Command G. On Windows, Control G. Name the group something super obvious, like drums, break bus. I like all caps for buses because it reads like a header when you're zoomed out. Think of it as the chapter title for your drums. Now inside that group, name your lanes. Keep it D&B friendly and don't overcomplicate it. Here's a solid set that covers almost everything you'll do with breaks. Kick lane, snare lane, hats lane, ghosts lane, perk lane, fills lane, and an FX or resample lane. You can name them BRK, kick, BRK, snare, and so on. Or, if you want them to sort perfectly and stay readable when the track list gets crowded, use a prefix that includes a number. For example, BRK1 kick, BRK2 snare, BRK3 hats, BRK4 ghost, BRK5 perk, BRK6 fill, BRK7 resamp. That numbering sounds small, but it's huge. It keeps your lane order identical in every project, and muscle memory beats cleverness. After a few sessions, you'll know exactly where everything is without thinking. Next, color. This is not about aesthetics. This is about speed. Pick a color logic and don't change it from project to project. If you randomly pick new colors every time, you lose that instant recognition. Here's a battle-tested D&B palette. Kicks are red or dark red. Snares are orange or yellow. Hats are bright green. Ghost notes are teal or light blue. Percussion is blue. Fills are purple. Effects or resample stuff is pink or gray. Now assign track colors. Right-click on each track header and set the color. Do it once. Do it right, and your eyes will start doing half the work for you. And here's an extra coaching tip that's surprisingly important. Reserve one neutral do not touch color for your source. Gray or brown works well. That means the original unchopped break, or your slice to MIDI source rack, lives in that neutral color. Everything derived from it uses your lane palette. Why? Because eventually you'll be moving fast, you'll be tired, you'll be in the zone, and you'll accidentally edit the source. The neutral color is a warning sign. This is reference material, not the playground. Now let's talk about track color versus clip color, because this is where an intermediate workflow really starts to feel pro. Use track colors to show category identity. In other words, the hats lane is always green, no matter what. Then use clip colors to show function or status. What is that clip doing? Is it the main groove? A variation? A fill? A tryout that you're not sure about? You can go two ways. You can use shades of the lane color. Dark shade for main groove, medium for variation, bright for fills and glitch moments. Or you can use a few universal status colors across the whole project, regardless of lane. For example, a dark color means approved or final, a bright color means tryout, and something high contrast like white means needs fixing. That second approach is a lifesaver when you reopen a project weeks later and you can't remember what you trusted. Now that the lanes are named and colored, we're going to put content into them. You've got two main approaches for chopping breaks in D&B, slice to MIDI, or audio chopping directly in arrangement. Let's start with slice to MIDI, because it's fast and flexible. Drop your break onto an audio track. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transients as the slicing method, because that usually catches break hits in a musical way. Ableton will create a drum rack with your slices mapped across pads. Rename that track something like BRK, rack source and color it neutral. Remember, they do not touch color. Now here's the move. You're going to duplicate the MIDI clip across your lanes, and in each lane you delete everything that doesn't belong. So on the kick lane, keep only the kick notes. On the snare lane, Keep only snare hits. Cat's Lane gets the shuffles and tops. Ghost's Lane gets the tiny drags, ticks, and little percussive in-betweens. Perk Lane catches any extra conga-ish or texture hits. Phil's Lane is where your one bar and two bar hype moments live. And the resample lane is where you print weirdness, destruction, or texture layers. If you want these as audio lanes, you can resample each lane. Set an audio track input to record from the source rack or use resampling, solo the lane content, and print it. That way you keep the break DNA, but you gain the control of separate audio lanes. The second approach is more old school, chopping audio directly. Warp the break properly first. Warp on, beats mode, preserve transients most of the time for breaks. Then either slice it to new scene in session view, or just split it manually in arrangement using Command or Control E at transients. Then distribute those slices into lanes. Snares go to the snare lane, hat shuffles go to hats, ghost pits go to ghosts. A practical DNB reality check here. Don't over-separate. You can absolutely slice yourself into a mess. A lot of rollers keep hats and micro shuffle together and only split out kick, snare, ghosts and fills. Start with 6 to 8 lanes. If you go to 20 lanes you won't feel organized, you'll feel trapped. Okay, now we name clips like a producer, because Audio 14 is not a clip name. It's a cry for help. Use a consistent format that encodes metadata, like roll, then pattern, then bars, then a quick note. For example, main, roll A, 16. Clean hats, var, roll A2, 16. Extra ghost, fill, 2 beat stab, 1. Snare rush, edit, triplet chop, 2. Hype, FX, vinyl stop, 1. Riser out. This makes arranging insanely fast, because you don't need to audition to remember what it is. You can read it. Now we're going to level up with sorting-friendly prefixes, so everything stays readable even zoomed out. For clips, you can use something like A1 main 16, A2 var 16, B1 alt 16, F1 fill 1, F2 fill 2. And here's a micro-label trick that saves hours later. Add tiny tags at the end of clip names. Things like at Sweeney, at straight, at high passed, at reversed, at tight, at loose. So a clip might be A1 main 16 at SW at TK, or F2 fill 1 at RV. When you export stems or revisit the project later, those tags tell you what's special about the clip without you having to detective it. Also, consider a safety clip concept. Keep a clean snare clip available, like snare, safe 16, clean. So if you get experimental and the groove starts wobbling, you can drop and safe and anchor the whole break again. It's like a reset button. Now let's add a simple bus chain on the drums. Break bus group. This is about glue and edge, not destroying your transients. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean sub rumble. If it feels boxy, a gentle dip around 250 to 400. If you need a bit more speak, a small lift around 3 to 6K. Small DNB breaks can get harsh fast. Then add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to make it feel like one instrument. Then saturator. Analog clip mode is great. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB depending on the break. Soft clip if you want density. Optional. Drum bus on the group can be great for DNB, but be careful. Use drive subtly, crunch subtle, and usually keep boom off on the break bus, because you'll handle weight with your kick layer and sub. Now a quick lane-specific coaching habit. Use lane EQ to keep the bus chain from working too hard. On hats and ghosts lanes, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz so they don't fog the low mids. On snare lane, if it fights the kick, a small dip somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz can help, depending on the source. On perk lane, if warping introduces a whistle resonance, notch it quickly with a narrow cut. Also, stereo discipline. This is one of those why does my drop feel weak fixes. Put utility on kick and snare lanes and keep them near mono, width around 0 to 30%. Let hats, ghosts, and perk be wider if the mix allows it, maybe 100 to 140. Your lane system makes this easy. Now let's turn this into arrangement speed. Think in lane-based A&B phrasing. Classic drum and bass structures basically controlled variation. Here's a simple 32-bar drop example. Bars 1 to 8, main, roll A. All lanes active, minimal fills. Bars 9 to 16, add a ghost variation and throw one fill at bar 16. Bars 17 to 24, switch to VAR, roll B. Change hats, keep snare consistent so the groove stays anchored. Bars 25 to 32, Intensify with fills every 4 bars, and here's a really defective move. Mute hats for half a bar right before the next phrase. That tiny negative space creates impact. This is where the colors become an energy map. Purple fill clips show you exactly where the hype moments are. Teal ghost clips show you where groove density increases. Green hats show you top movement. You can literally see the arrangement. One more intermediate trick. Silence clips. Make deliberate mute moments as clips and name them. Hats. Gap 1/2. Ghost. Off 2. Herc. Drop out 1. This prevents accidental clatter and makes tension repeatable. In DNB, silence is a weapon, but only if you can place it intentionally. And if you're doing a second drop, don't reinvent your system. Keep the same lane colors, but use brighter shades for the second drop's clips. Now you can see, instantly, that drop 2 is the upgraded version, without renaming everything. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Quick fire. Don't use random colors per project. You lose muscle memory. Don't leave clips as audio 14. You'll waste creative energy auditioning. Don't overslice into 20 lanes. Start with 6 to 8. Don't skip the bus group. Without a bus, you'll fight tone and levels forever. And don't forget a fills lane. In jungle and DNB, fills are basically their own instrument. Alright, let's lock it in with a mini exercise you can do in about 15 to 20 minutes. Load a classic break like the Amen or Think at 170 to 174 BPM, and warp it tight. Create your group drums. Break bus with 7 lanes. Kick, snare, hats, ghosts, perk, fills, resamp. Slice the break and build 2 clips. A 16-bar main groove with minimal fills, and a 16-bar VAR groove with extra ghost notes and hat change. Apply your lane colors consistently, and name each clip using your format. Add those little tags if they help. Put a light bus chain on the break bus. EQ8 into glue into saturator. Arrange it by alternating main and VAR, and place one fill at bar 16 and another at bar 32. Your goal is simple but powerful. You should be able to understand the groove with the audio muted. Just by reading clip names and seeing colors, you know what's happening. That's the real win. Clean lanes don't just look nice. They let you move fast, export stems cleanly, and stay creative because you're not constantly doing admin work mid-flow. This audio version is shortened for playback.